This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. My listeners are... I was reading the ad, you know, on the fly for the first time ever. It was a brand new ad for My Patriot Supply. And it said BOGO. And I'm like, what the hell is BOGO? On 1 minute's notice, I couldn't think of it. If I had a minute to think, I guess I would have come up with it. I guess. I don't know. But my listeners came up and look at it. Five of you have sent an email saying BOGO, buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one free. BOGO. Buy one, get one. Buy one, get one. Interesting. Jim said BOGO, John David said BOGO, Keith said BOGO, another Keith said BOGO, and Susan P. said BOGO. Very good. Five of you get gold stars from Wayne Allyn Root. BOGO, buy one, get one. See, I wouldn't have thought that because I would have thought buy one, get one free would be B-O-G-O-F maybe. But BOGO leaves out the free, so buy one, get one. Okay, I get it. You got it. I'm impressed. Very impressed. And My Patriot Supply just kind of bought a second ad out of this, right? 888-524-6540. My Patriot Supply. BOGO. Buy one, get one free. I think it should be BOGOFF. That sounds like something Kathy Griffith would say. Trump, BOGOFF. Buy one, get one free. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. So a second ad appears magically for My Patriot Supply because they came up with a riddle that I could not solve and my listeners did. By the way, the website's preparewithwayne.com. Good stuff. All right. So I was mentioning when we went to break, the crazy rapper, I never heard of this guy in my life, was having a meltdown because Kanye West said that blacks don't have to be Democrats. Wait till you see what the Jewish liberals do when Wayne Root puts out an article that Jews don't have to be Democrats and tells them all the reasons they don't have to be Democrats. You're going to go nuts. You're going to go nuts. But anyway, an overweight middle-aged rapper who goes by the name Daz Dillinger has called on the Crips gang to attack slash assault Kanye West over his recent support for President Trump. Dillinger, reportedly a member of rapper Snoop Dogg's entourage. Oh, nice. I always knew there's a reason I couldn't stand Snoop Dogg. Took to Instagram and has since deleted video to wage the threat. In the disturbing video, Dillinger declares, yo, national alert, all the Crips out there, you all F up, Kanye. Better not ever see you in concert. Better not ever see you around the LBC. Better not see you around California. Daz Dillinger gives the go-ahead for Crips to whip Kanye West's butt on site. Is that going too far? Somebody asked on Twitter. Yeah, it's going too far. Are you nuts? Are you nuts? And by the way, he didn't even say, I'm a Trump guy. Kanye West never said, I'm a Trump guy. Here's what he said. You don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy, West wrote. He's my brother. I love everyone. I don't agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us individuals. We have a right to independent thought. Later, West posted a photo of himself wearing a Trump signature red campaign Make America Great Again hat. Showcased the president had signed it, MAGA. Trump responded in another tweet, as in Make America Great Again. West noted that his wife wanted him to clarify he was not lockstep with all the Republican president's positions. Okay. But does that really mean that somebody should hurt him or kill him? I mean, seriously. When I say Jews don't have to be Democrats, does that mean that a fellow Jew should kill me or break my kneecaps? Is that really what it means? It's just like, what was that girl's name? Tanya Harding broke the kneecaps of the other gal, whatever the other gal's name was. Nancy Kerrigan. All right, Chris got it. Nancy Kerrigan. Her boyfriend tried to break Kerrigan's kneecaps and keep her out of the Olympics. And my memory serves me, Nancy Kerrigan went on and did the Olympics, right? She didn't miss it because they hit her. She won a silver, but she was definitely limping around a bit. And so she tried to ruin her effort But is that what you should do to me? Should fellow Jews, should a mob of Jews, a mob of Jewish lawyers, should a mob of Jewish lawyers, doctors, and accountants kneecap me? Is that what you should do? Is that really what you think? Is that really, if you don't agree with someone's politics, should you hurt them, kill them, kidnap them, make them slaves? You know, is that really what you should do, enslave them? As the Quran says, if you don't convert to Islam, we can make you a slave. It's our right. Or kill you, or rape you. Wow. Amazing. Just amazing. And then the other big thing in the news is the University of Texas. More proof that liberals are insane. University of Texas treats masculinity as a mental health issue. Folks, I didn't say Harvard or Yale or Columbia or Berkeley, Brown. I didn't say one of the most liberal universities in America. I said the University of Texas, as in, yeehaw! University of Texas is going to treat masculinity as a mental health issue. And by the way, that didn't surprise me, because I've seen again and again and again things coming out of the mouths of liberal University of Texas students. They're just ignorant little radical extremist Marxists. The Counseling and Mental Health Center at the University of Texas at Austin recently launched a program to help make male students, quote, take control of their gender identity and develop a healthy sense of masculinity. Treating masculinity as if it were a mental health crisis. UT is organized by the school's counseling staff. It's actually the program's called Masculine UT. And it's organized by the school's counseling staff and most recently organized a poster series encouraging students to develop a healthy model of masculinity. Healthy. What's your version of healthy? I guess a transgender using a women's room is your version of a healthy man. The program is predicated on a critique of so-called restricted masculinity. This is where liberals are so mentally ill. They've lost their freaking minds. A man can't be a man. And they come up with all these fancy intellectual names. Restrictive masculinity. I'm sorry, liberal man, it still won't ever get you a date. You can walk in a bar and you can believe in restrictive masculinity. And you can be nice and polite and you're a nerdy little loser. And no woman will ever give you the time of day. And then the guy walks in who's masculine, macho, and speaks strong and confident, and he makes money, he's in sales, he owns his own business, he's a Trump Republican, and every woman in the bar wants a date. They all want to go home with him. I'm sorry, liberal men. I'm sorry you're very small in your thinking and other things. But in the end, you're not going to go home with the lady by talking about restrictive masculinity. You don't even understand what works in the real world. Men, the program argues, suffer when they're told to act like a man or when they're encouraged to fulfill traditional gender roles such as being the breadwinner. Oh, I know. There's just tons of gorgeous beauty queens and models and just amazing women out there, just breathtakingly beautiful, attractive women just waiting for a man who wants to stay home and bake with an apron on. I mean, there's so many of them, aren't there? They just love men who make no money at all. And who believe in Hillary Clinton. They wear Hillary aprons. Though you might enjoy taking care of people or being active, Masculine UT, this is at the University of Texas, Masculine UT warns that many of these attributes are dangerous, claiming traditional ideas of masculinity place men into rigid or restrictive boxes, which prevent them from developing their emotional maturity. Wow. The only thing dangerous is the liberal feminist losers at the University of Texas. You're losers. If it's dangerous to take care of people and be a breadwinner, and if it's dangerous to be quote-unquote active, surprised I didn't use the word high energy, you know, like, you know what my business card says? Have any of you ever seen my business card? I don't know how many of you out there have actually met me in person and asked for my business card. My business card says, Wayne Allyn, Human Energizer Bunny. That's what my card says. And my book, The Power of Relentless, which was number one national bestseller and endorsed by Donald Trump, the whole book is about being active and high energy and taking action at all times. That's what the whole book is about. Everything's about movement, motion, activity. It says, if you're a male student at UT reading this right now, we hope that learning about this helps you to not feel guilty about having participated in these definitions of masculinity, and instead you feel empowered to break the cycle. Men must be women. That's what they're screaming. Men must be women. Men have got to be women. I'm surprised that I also mentioned women must be men. You know, they want you to be a woman that looks like a man. basically what they're saying is we love when we can't tell what you are. You're not a Mr. anymore. You're not a Mrs. anymore. You don't fulfill roles of Mr. and Mrs. You're not sure what bathroom to use. You're completely confused. Wow, that's a real winner. And by the way, the program is currently without leadership. The school is in the process of hiring a, get this, you ready? A healthy masculinities coordinator. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the people that are going to be hiring for this program? Can you imagine? Can you imagine there's not one person hiring for this, not one person trying out for the job to be the leader who's ever been a leader or ever will be a leader? Because I don't know how to break this to you, but confidence and leadership is about masculine habits. It's about energy. It's about ego. I'm sorry to say it is about ego. It's about activity. All the things you're saying are bad. It's about motion. Being in motion 24 hours a day. And it's about taking care of people. The very definition of a leader is a guy who takes care of people. A guy who takes care of his family. A guy whose children say, wow, my dad always took care of me. That's a leader. And last I checked, almost every woman wants a man who's a leader. A man who's always there to protect her. A man who's a hunter. Not a man who wants to stay home with a Hillary apron, cooking cookies for the family. Well, she goes out and works. By the way, new study's out. Millennials are not high on the Democrats. They think the GOP is better at the economy. Oh, I can't wait to read this when we get back. I got to read this. I thought millennials all hate the Republican Party and conservatism. I guess not. I guess they realize that what liberalism leads to is a man staying home with a Hillary apron and high heels and lipstick, making cookies for the family, while the woman goes out and works, slaves away. That's what they want. That's what they're looking for in America. Wow. That's what they're looking for in the army. You could share a foxhole with a transsexual. Wayne Allyn, Worn Out, USA Radio. Be right back.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, coming to you from the Entertainment Lotex Capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my first chance at radio, and we never looked back. Replaced Mark Levin in afternoon drive time soon thereafter, and went national soon thereafter, and then went national TV soon thereafter. And this is also brought to you by USA Radio, who syndicate my show all over this great nation blessed by God. Blessed by God and syndicated by USA, the great Fred Weinberg. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Being among the first 100 callers right now, usually it's the top of the hour, but I changed up today, made it the segment number 2. Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, remember, Tangible has been in business for over 30 years, 30, 3-0, and their number one product has beaten the Dow 3-1 since 1970. Amazing. Talk about a long period to prove how good you really are. Give them a call and get a free American Silver Eagle worth about $20 based on the price of silver today for your kids to start their coin collection, for your grandkids, nieces, nephews, 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Ready, set, go. 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. We're a caller-friendly show. I believe the most caller-friendly in America. You call, I'd love to take you on the air. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. We got Cyrus on the line right now. Cyrus, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you, Cyrus? Cyrus, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I do. You're
on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, how are you?
Yes, hi, this is Cyrus. I want to let you know to have all your followers to join me in the counter-protest for May Day. I believe the Culinary Workers Union is going to be there, and they're promoting non-legal immigration, and we're going to protest about putting American citizens first and not cater to special interest groups like Jim Murin.
So where do you do this? This is in Las Vegas. By the way, you understand, Cyrus, this is a nationally syndicated show now, not just in Las Vegas, but we have a huge Las Vegas listenership.
But
we have a huge listenership. Tell them how they can do this. Where do they go?
Well, look at your May Day events all across America. There's a May Day event on 953 East Sahara Avenue. It goes to the courthouse. So they have May Day events all across America, and I'm going to be counter-demonstrating these people. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of elected officials there.
All right, great. May Day is this Saturday, right? This Saturday is May 5th.
Yeah, they're not going to turn my Las Vegas into L.A. That's what a lot of these people want to do.
All right, Cyrus, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We don't want Vegas to be L.A. We don't want Nevada, the state, to be California. By the way, the California pension system is going bankrupt. Nobody even understands that. No one has a clue. Government employees are all retiring on $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year, $400,000 a year. Are you insane? This is a mess. A mess. Nobody can afford that. It's not like they're retiring at age 90. They're retiring at age 50. What if they live to 90? What if they live to 100? You're going to pay someone $200,000 a year for 50 years? That's $10 million. Now you got to add in inflation because they all have a cost of living increase. So really $10 million is probably $12 million, $13 million, $14 million. And then they all get free health care for life. So how much does that add to the bill? Just in the last 2 years of your life, it might be, in the last 3 months of your life, it might be $2 million in life-saving Medicare, you know, last resort medical procedures. So, I mean, what are you talking about? $15 and $20 million golden parachutes for government employees in California that the taxpayers have to pay for? Maybe that's why the millennials are changing. I wouldn't worry that much about millennials, you know, because millennials are changing. Here's a new article. They're not high on the Democrats. They think the GOP is better at the economy. Not only are millennials increasingly doubtful about Democrats, they also increasingly say the Republican Party is a better steward of the economy, according to the latest Reuters Ipsos National Opinion poll. Keep in mind, Reuters is one of those liars. Liars. Reuters always oversamples Democrats. Reuters constantly showed Trump down by double digits against Hillary, and I called them liars every time. And they survey registered voters, not likely voters. They surveyed registered voters 18 to 34 years old during the first 3 months of 2018. And their support for Democrats over Republicans for Congress slipped by 9 points over the past 2 years. And although 2 of 3 young voters polled said they do not like President Trump, that's Reuters' lying poll. Their distaste for him does not extend to all Republicans or translate into Democrat congressional candidates. Only 28% of those polls expressed overt support for Republicans, about the same percentage as 2 years earlier. But a growing share of voters told Reuters they were undecided, would support a third-party candidate or not vote at all. Interesting. Interesting. All right, good. I'm glad to hear that. That's good news for the Republican Party. When we get back, we'll talk about this chaos erupting as a caravan of illegals scales U.S. border fence and cheers Gracias, Mexico. Thank you, Mexico, for letting us get through. Trump isn't letting them get through to America, though. Worn out.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about $1 a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and other top U.S. officials are in China this week for talks on trade. Now, just remember, the Trump administration has threatened tariffs on as much as $150 billion worth of Chinese goods to punish China. Mnuchin joined Fox Business and said he is going into these meetings with an open mind.
I'm cautiously optimistic about the meetings. I don't really want to predict what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. We're going to go over there. We're going to have very frank discussions. These are issues that President Trump has been focused on for over the last year, and hopefully we'll make significant progress. We're going there to make progress. That's our objective.
A family spokesman says former President George H.W. Bush will remain hospitalized so he can continue to regain his strength. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones lost 148 points to close the day at 24,163. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'll be right back.
concern when it comes to health care. Hashtag me too. I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs, hashtag me too. There are no networks. You choose your own doctor and hospital, hashtag me too. Starts at $107 a month for a single up to 49 a month, hashtag me too. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. Cost me $2,000 a month in that, and that cost me $449 a month at Liberty HealthShare. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, toll-free 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Liberty HealthShare. All right, we've got our guest here, Joel Pollack. Senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News. The website is Breitbart.com. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Hey, Joel Pollack, I know how Trump won. How do you think Trump won? I want to hear your answer.
Well, if I could go back in time, I would go to London and place that bet with you that you used to talk about on the campaign trail. I should have written a book, How Trump Will Win, and then I would have been a multi-gazillionaire.
So how do you – seriously, what is your book? What's the sum up? Joel's new book is How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. So we give him good kudos here. How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Go to Amazon, grab a copy of our good friend Joel's book. How do you, you know, what's your sum up of how Trump won?
Well, basically it comes down to three big things. One is that he talked about issues that other Republicans and other Democrats weren't really talking about, particularly on trade and immigration. And you might agree or disagree with his particular policies, but the fact is there was a huge constituency out there for a different approach on trade and immigration, and that's what he appealed to in the primary, and it's what he is still sticking to as president. Then there is the way he went after the media or over the heads of the media, Twitter and the rest of it, just a fantastic way of communicating directly with the American people. Even his rally speeches were different than anything we've seen before. They were, and they are, a long, extemporaneous, private audience with Trump and his supporters. He's just telling them what's on his mind in a very direct way, and that was compelling, I think, to a lot of people. And then, finally, there's the blue state strategy. This was beyond the conventional wisdom, which is that you compete in the middle and you go for those swing states. Trump went for the swing states, but he also said from the beginning he was going to reach right into the heart of the Democratic Party coalition in those blue states. And lo and behold, that's what happened on election night. He had carried not one, but four of those hardcore blue upper Midwest states. And that's what brought him the victory.
All right. Well, you know, right along the lines with some of the things I was predicting, I'd put it a little more, almost a little more simple. You know, Trump and I both speak at kind of an eighth grade level. I was Ivy League graduate at Columbia, Trump Ivy League graduate, Wharton Penn School. And I like to speak at like an eighth or ninth grade level so people can understand me. And I tell jokes that eighth and ninth graders can understand. And Donald Trump gives speeches that anybody in America can understand. He makes it simple. When I watched his speech Saturday night in Michigan, he said, "Did you see us bomb Syria?" It was like, boom, boom, bing. And the crowd went wild. That's how you talk to Americans, man.
I got to tell you something funny about that. My 2.5-year-old son came up to me. He watched that speech with his grandmother, and he came up to me afterward and he said, "Daddy, Donald Trump said boom, boom, bing."
It works. So that's the perfect entree for a liberal to say, "See, he's like a caveman, he's a Neanderthal, he's a dinosaur." But that's how you reach average middle class people, and Trump does a great job of it. And if I don't say so myself, he sounds just like I do, and just like my dad did. I'm a son of a butcher. You know, I'm an SOB. And my dad was a butcher who spoke just like Donald Trump. He would have said, boom, boom, bing. Do you see us bomb those guys? Boom, boom, bing. That's great. I love it. I think it's great. I saw the crowd laughing, and they loved it. He's an entertainer. It's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about Israel, because I'm assuming you and I are of the same tribe. I happen to be Jewish. Joel, I assume you are as well?
Yes, sir.
All right, I thought with a name like Pollack, probably. And so
right.
Benjamin Netanyahu came out today, the Prime Minister of Israel, and he said they have proof. They've seized tens of thousands of files which document that Iran is in the nuclear weapons business, and they lied to Obama. They took billions of dollars, and they lied, and they made us all look like idiots. And Trump said, I was 100% right. This proves it, and guys like you and I agree. 100% with Trump and 100% against Obama. Obama's an idiot. That's all I could say. What do you say?
Well, let's just break it down a little bit in terms of what Netanyahu showed. First of all, he showed that Iran lied to the world when its leader said they had no nuclear weapons program and no interest in nuclear weapons. Israel got this trove of over 100,000 files that show Iran was very interested in the design of nuclear detonation devices, nuclear warheads, nuclear-capable missiles, and they were planning testing sites and all of the things you'd need in a fully-fledged nuclear weapons program. So they mothballed it for the Iran deal, but in violation of that deal, they did not tell the International Atomic Energy Agency about those past programs, and they simply mothballed this research to revive at a later date. Netanyahu added one other thing, which is that Israel now has proof, he says in these documents, that Iran is continuing its nuclear weapons research under the guise of scientific research within the Iranian Defense Ministry. And all of these revelations tell us that Iran is not only cheating on the deal, but it never intended to honor the deal, and it certainly never intended to be a partner in terms of peace and stability in the region. It was just going to wait out the deal and then restart its weapons program. Now, why is this such a revelation? This is what many of us suspected for a long time. It's a revelation partly because the Obama administration said that they were confident Iran did not have a weapons program. They could trust the Iranians. And John Kerry said, this is a quote, that we had absolute knowledge, quote unquote, of Iran's military activities, which was a ridiculous statement when he made it. Even some Democrats called him out for it. Bob Menendez of New Jersey said, this is just ridiculous. There's no way we have absolute knowledge. And we still don't have absolute knowledge, by the way, because under the Iran deal, Iran is somehow able to restrict inspectors' access to some of their military sites. Theoretically, they're not supposed to be able to do that, but the inspectors can only get into those sites with Iran's consent. So that's why people said this deal was a sham from the beginning. And the supporters of the deal were pretty quiet today. Not much. In fact, I've got a new piece up at Breitbart.com, which you can read, about how the key architects of the deal, like Ben Rhodes and people who created the echo chamber, that was the setup of media and think tanks and non-governmental organizations that were all going to echo the Obama administration's line, they were quiet today. They had time to talk about the White House Correspondents' Dinner, a few of them, but none of them really said anything about the Iran deal. There were a few people who spoke up in its defense, but they didn't really say anything about what Netanyahu produced. They just said, well, the Iran deal is still working, we should keep it, which is what they've said for years, even as we learn more and more about Iran's actual intentions. So a pretty big revelation from Netanyahu at a very important time when President Donald Trump is going to be deciding whether or not to stay in the Iran deal.
Yeah, no, Trump, look, it's a foregone conclusion. I would think that Trump is getting out of the Iran deal. I would think so. I would hope so. And so I think all these developments are fantastic as far as proving that Obama is an idiot and a fool and a sucker. Either that or he was purposely leading America in the wrong direction. I prefer not to believe that, but I certainly would not be shocked if I heard that.
Can I offer you a different explanation, one you can use with liberal friends and relatives who might not be prepared to hear that their hero was a sucker or a traitor or whatever?
A traitor,
You can put it this way, that Obama was acting out of patriotic motives, that he really believed that if we made Iran powerful, that the Middle East would be more stable and there would be less reason for us to be involved. That's one explanation. I don't necessarily believe it's the right one. But if you have to put it that way in order to communicate to people that this deal is bad, you can say, look, Obama gave in to Iran because he really wanted to give in to Iran out of perhaps a misguided sense of American interest. He wanted Iran to be strong because he wanted the region to settle down, and he was happy to have Iran control it, or the Saudis, or whoever could, as long as it wasn't us. And that's the reason this deal is so lopsided against what we wanted, because he was willing to say, look, let's just make Iran the dominant power. Let's not give them too much trouble. Let's not go to war to defend our interests or our security or our allies. Let's not even risk that. Let's just make them strong and wash our hands of the whole thing. I think that's one explanation that fits the facts. I don't happen to agree with that explanation, but you can make the case he was acting out of what he thought were the best interests of the United States.
Joel, I think it's clear you're trying to make peace at the Jewish dinner table with your relatives. That's what I think you're trying to do. Because me, I go to the dinner table and I stoke war, okay? My name happens to be war. And I just get them so angry and I tell them Obama was a traitor and a commie and a Muslim sympathizer. And then the fighting just begins. And it's an entire dinner night of fighting. I love it. I think it's great. I just like them to be red in the face and like they got their fork in their hand and you got to debate, are they sticky in the steak or you? When you have to ask that question, you know you've got to. I love it. I'm a troublemaker.
Oh, boy.
You're much nicer. All right. So, and because I'm Jewish, all my relatives are liberal, so I just love to stoke the fire. But anyway, were you at the White House Correspondents' Dinner by chance?
No, I was not. I was home babysitting the kids, which I think was a better use of time.
Where's home for you? Are you on the left coast?
Yes, I'm in Santa Monica, California.
Okay, yeah, I spent 13 years in Malibu, so not too far away. Neighbors.
Oh, nice.
But now in Las Vegas. But that was just an embarrassment, right? Have you ever seen anything that vicious in your life?
It was vicious. And, you know, I've tried to figure out why people thought it was particularly vicious. And I think it's not the fact that they were insulting Trump, but the fact that they showed how mad they were at him. They dropped the facade of this is all a joke. They reveal how they really feel, and that's why they're all so embarrassed.
Yeah, and the Sarah Sanders stuff was just way too far. You just can't attack Sarah the way you would Trump. And Ivanka and all that. All right. Joel Pollack, senior editor-at-large, Breitbart News. We love Breitbart. I go there every day to check out news headlines for this show. I don't know where I'd be without Breitbart. These guys are heroes. Joel, thank you for coming on. It's Breitbart.com. Joel, have a great day, buddy. He's the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Go get his book. Thank our friends at Breitbart and go to Breitbart.com. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using my pillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Those of you who know my career, besides being a radio talk show host and TV host, I'm a TV reality show producer. And, I think the greatest reality show in America would be a reality show starring Stormy Daniels and Kathy Griffin together. Don't you think that would be a great reality show? Watching those two interact with each other, those two brain surgeons of liberal philosophy interacting together, the comedian who holds severed heads of presidents, and the porn star who had sex with that president. I think that would be a great reality show. America would tune in for at least one time, right? They may never tune in a second time. We'd have all-time ratings for the first episode. But then after that, it would probably die off pretty quickly because what would those two say for an hour? I have no idea. This show is sponsored, by the way, by Blue Blocker Radio. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking at Bullet Blocker, and I'm saying Blue Blocker. I always get confused. The products are completely different. The company's completely different. The owner's completely different, although they're both named Joe. Joe Sugarman is Blue Blocker, and Joe Curran is Bullet Blocker, and the name sounds the same. So it gets confusing once in a while, but they're both sponsors of my show, and they write the check, so you don't have to. You get to listen for free. So thank Joe Sugarman of Blue Blocker, and thank Joe Curran of Bullet Blocker. They're both great guys. But this is this segment of the show is sponsored by Bullet Blocker and Joe Curran, not Blue Blocker and Joe Sugarman, Bullet Blocker and Joe Curran. Joe Curran's a former Army Ranger and former deputy sheriff, and he invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. And that now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your family, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR, and save 10%. WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. You know how I feel. I say this on the show all the time. If you have kids and you don't go to this website and buy something for your kids to protect them, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. Every parent has got to get excited and go to bulletblocker.com. The only negative would be you'd go, why the heck didn't I think of that, right? I mean, that's the greatest product ever. This guy's going to make $1 billion. Bulletproof clothing that acts like police body armor when you send your kids to school, and it's light. And they don't have to wear the clothing if they don't want to. They have an insert that goes inside books, and they've got backpacks, and they've got, you know, all kinds of things that you can hold up, and the bullets bounce off it. You don't have to wear clothing. Great stuff. Great idea. Why didn't I think of that, right? Here's a story that has not been in the media at all. Not been in the media at all. At all. There's a kid in the United Kingdom who just died over the weekend. Baby Alfie. And the high court ruled it was in Baby Alfie's best interest to be taken off of life support, and they starved him for 4 days. The British doctors and the Supreme Court there, the high court, would not allow Baby Alfie to leave their hospital to seek help in Italy. And I should write a story about that, too. It's another commentary I want to write. Because the parents thought they could save the kid's life, and they thought they could take him home, or they could take him to Italy. And the Supreme Court there, their high court, ruled that basically the kid is a ward of the state. He belongs to England. He doesn't belong to you, the parents. We make the decisions. You can't take him home to die, number one. You can't take him out of the hospital to find alternative treatments. And you can't take him to Italy, even though it would cost the British healthcare system zero. Italy offered to pay for all of it and pick him up in a plane and fly him back to Italy. And all the treatment would be on Italy. The Italian citizens were screaming, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it. It won't cost you a dime. And the Brits said, no, no thank you. Let him die. Starve him. And the poor kid died. You don't own your kids anymore in these countries. And England isn't a socialist country per se, right? It's not a socialist country. But it is getting more and more socialist. And it's a big government country. Every country in Europe is a big government country. And so they tell you what to do. They control your life. They believe that you have to do what they tell you to do. And they believe, evidently, your kids are theirs. In America, I know liberals do think just like that. America isn't different. It's conservatives are different. Patriots are different. Tea Partiers are different. Trumpers are different. My kids don't belong to you, the listener. My kids don't belong to KBET. My kids don't belong to the state of Nevada. My kids don't belong to Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Vegas, who I like, by the way. I didn't mean that as a crack on her. But my kids don't belong to her or the city of Las Vegas or the city of Henderson. My kids don't belong to the United States of America. They don't even belong to Donald Trump. They belong to me. And I make decisions what to do with them if they're sick. And if I want them to leave the country to get treatment in Italy, I'll bring them to Italy. If I want them to leave for Mexico, I'll bring them to Mexico to some clinic that gives Laetrile. That's my business. It's my kid. But why do you care? What did England care? I'll tell you why England cared. Because if that kid had left England, it would have embarrassed the entire British government-run healthcare system. That you had to bring him somewhere else. Just like Canada's embarrassed when members of parliament in Canada get sick with cancer, they choose to not accept the free treatment in Canada, and if they're rich, they come to America and pay for it. Do you understand that? And you want government-run healthcare in America? When the Canadians leave, if they have cancer, the richest members of parliament leave to get treated here. This was embarrassing England, so they couldn't let the kid go. Now, God forbid, in their mind, God forbid, the Italians cured the kid or made him better in any way. That would embarrass quadruple the British healthcare system and, more importantly, the British government and the British politicians. So they couldn't let that happen. They could not let that happen. So they'd rather sentence a child to death. There you have liberals, right? In America, you have liberal comedians making jokes about abortion. The murder of babies is a joke. If you haven't tried it, try it, said Michelle Wolf at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And in England, you have them celebrating the murder of children, not abortion, a child that's already born alive. This is liberalism, a mental illness. Wayne Allyn, War Now. When I get back, it's my third hour. I call it now the aftermath. We'll sum up all the day's big news. Newsmax TV, USA Radio.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Come.